I met him at
the moment tonight with maybe the most staying power at today's confirmation hearing for Todd Blanche, coming during friendly questioning about his relationship with the president.
I'm his lawyer, was his lawyer, and now I'm the deputy attorney general.
So an apparent slip of the tongue since Blanche is no longer the president's personal lawyer, likely adding to Democrats' concerns that Blanche, if confirmed as attorney general, would do President Trump's bidding to go after political rivals.
Who you are is someone willing to sacrifice everything you once believed in for that title.
Blanche spent some 15 years at the DOJ before moving to private practice, representing then-candidate Trump in his 2024 hush money trial in New York. Now, as acting AG, touting progress.
We have the lowest murder rate since 1900.
But facing pointed questions about why he signed off on a controversial settlement after President Trump sued the IRS, the DOJ initially agreeing to an extraordinary $1.8 billion so-called anti-weaponization fund.
The settlement fund's just not moving forward.
Since scuttled in the face of intense opposition, including from Republicans like Senator John Cornyn, who remains undecided.
I'm not going to make a decision until I have to.